And again, this wounded face of the desert. We have a mysterious land in front of us. We either have to find a way through this desert or make one. Vast and Unspoiled Iran by Alphonse Gabriel.
I put my legs on this sand. I look around and said, oh, it's incredible.
How little you are in this big desert or in this big nature.
A fantastic place.
As if you are in nowhere. You stand like that. Where the hell am I going?
You have nothing to say. You are nothing.
And you sit in the shadow and look around. It's not a bad place to die, actually. But I'm not going to die. I'm not going to stop.
Hot. Really hot.
We're in the hottest place on Earth. So maybe it's normal.
I am born in the desert. I think it's my paradise.
This feeling that when you have to leave it, you feel like crying because it's so overwhelming, all the stars and all the formations and the canyons and the salt river.
I went around many deserts in the world, but I never saw a desert like this.
This one is amazing.
Here, in this desert, Dasht-e Lut, my steps following the footsteps of an Austrian geographer, Alphonse Gabriel, who traveled to Iran about half a century ago. He was probably one of the first foreigners who tried several times to cross Iran's Lut Desert. At a time when there was no sufficient and high-tech desert trekking and exploration equipment. And because of that, Alphonse Gabriel and his team faced with many harsh desert conditions, like sandstorms, extremely hot weather, and injuries. But nothing stopped them.
Rafael.
Today, Rafael has been sober as a judge for almost 20 years. Rafael quit all his sports activities when he was a 20-year-old kid and became an alcohol addict until the age of 41 when he had a heart attack. An incident that turned out to be a major turning point in Rafael's life. A landmark that basically shifted Rafael's exploratory spirit from alcohol addiction to strong passion for the mysterious deserts in this world.
Muhammad
was born to a Bedouin family in a small town of Zagora in Morocco. Muhammad spent his childhood in the Sahara Desert, the largest hot desert in the world that covers 9 million square kilometers of this planet. He used to see professional athletes with their colorful outfits and interesting equipments running by his village during the toughest foot race on earth, Marathon de Sable. Muhammad thought that these folks should be crazy running in this arid desert. And for what? But at some point in his childhood, he stopped thinking and started chasing them with no shoes, no water, and no equipment to satisfy his curiosity. Tullio was born in Sardinia, Italy, with an illness that affected his eyesight. At the age of 20, Tullio was completely blind, and he decided to move to the northern part of Italy, where he attended school and became a physical therapist. In 2004, Tullio retired while he weighed 95 kilograms and he was dealing with a heart disease. Very soon, Tullio realized that the only cure to his problems is running.
Hey, Stephanie. Stefano.
Hey,
Stefano.
People in this tale have different life stories, but they all have one thing in common. They either have to find a way or make one to pass through the loot.
Can we stand from that way?
Yeah. Front of the left.
Front of the left. Yes,
I see, yes.
Okay.
Two months ago.
Excuse me, please.
This is your first time in Iran, yes?
Yes.
I guess.
Not my last time, but my first time.
Yeah, I guess.
L'Iran, visto da noi occidentali, è un paese molto chiuso.
I never would have thought about visiting Iran before.
Ignoranti dal punto di vista della politica internazionale, mi hanno detto se avessi paura di venire qui. Io.
It's usually that's the reaction, like, oh, don't go there, it's dangerous. Oh, don't go there, they will kill you, kidnap you, or whatever. And I was sure, you know, by myself. Yeah, celebrating.
Don't go there, they will kill you. Yeah. They will kidnap you. It's happening.
Shoot you.
When I told them that I'm going to Iran, I was, wow, isn't that dangerous? Because everybody talking is a dangerous country. Daddy, are you going down there? Yeah, I will show you. It's not dangerous. It's Iraq, Afghanistan, but Iran is another country. And when I come back now, I will tell them that they will go with me the next summer, because the friends and the people around here, they are so friendly, and the country is so beautiful.
I wanted to organize the perfect race in a perfect desert. And then I start to look around the world. At the end, a friend of mine spoke me about Iran.
To perché mi incuriosiva veramente l'Iran, l'Iran che è un paese affascinante, misterioso, conosciuto da pochi, da noi occidentali poca gente è venuta qui.
In January I have emails from Paolo and say me, you like to cover another desert, have one race in Iran. First time I say for Paolo I'm coming.
A race in Iran, 250 kilometers in the desert, the hottest place in Dashi Lut Desert, hottest place in the world, I think. I have to go.
I'm so sorry when they tell me, oh, you go to Iran, it's a dangerous place. I will say, look, that is much worse to live in Italy than in Iran. Iran is so safety. You can go around in the night. Well, you have some problem with the traffic, with the cars. But apart this, nothing else. So it's, everything is incredible in Iran.
As Paolo Borghini, the organizer of this event, said, he was looking for a perfect race in a perfect desert. So what's better than the Iranian Silk Road Ultra Marathon in the Lut Desert? This perfect race starts from an ancient caravanserai in the village of Shafiabad on the western edge of the Lut Desert. The first Iranian Silk Road Ultra Marathon is a 250 kilometers extreme foot race that has 6 stages and happens during 7 days. 35 athletes from 10 different countries who are all self-supported, meaning that they carry all their foods, water, and personal equipment during the race for 1 week. A race in a perfect desert that holds the record of being the hottest place on Earth. Even during this time of the year, temperature can rise up to 70 degrees Celsius. Like the diverse group of athletes, that each of them comes from a different country, ethnicity, and background. Dashi Lut also offers a very diverse ecosystem and different types of landscapes.
It's hard, but it's beautiful. Iran isn't beautiful. I love it.
The Silk Road Ultra Marathon route has been designed in a way so that the athletes enjoy it to the max. And of course, it will be challenging enough, because as Paolo says, this is an extreme race. It's not a joke.
Scusa Giovanna,
we were telling him, but I understood he was explaining in Italian. He said, you guys are coming to an extreme race. If you don't want an extreme race, you have many races crossing Rimini, Italy, you know, you can go and have fun over there. This is called extreme race. So you should expect something extreme. Otherwise, don't nag.
He's, he's taking it seriously when it comes to the Lut Desert. Like.
Yeah, yeah. No, no. It is really extreme.
Okay. You can go.
After a few hours, you are completely alone in the desert.
You can see lots of aspects of human life.
Running in the desert, and I had both. I was crying, I really had tears.
You can see enthusiasm, you can see suffering, you can see hope, mind-boggling, you know, mind-blowing.
It's difficult. A sixth stage, it's not only one marathon, it's six days. You run every day, and you have short time to sleeping, to... You have your food, you have... It's no fruit, no... It's different.
It feels like you would stand behind a huge aeroplane.
Uh-huh.
And the plane starts and you are running behind the engine. I don't know the word for this. So it's the wind coming to you in your face. Hot.
The heat today, I didn't expect.
La sfida più ardua che ci ha dato questo deserto, direi che è stato per il momento il caldo.
Today was 43 mm-hmm. at maybe 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. So it's going to keep getting hotter and hotter and hotter. So I think people need to think a lot about taking their salt tablets. And actually, I think the race will be a bit slower.
Okay.
Because people aren't used to it. It takes time to acclimatize to the heat. Mm-hmm. And some people will have done heat training, others maybe not. So I think in terms of the race unfolding, I think it will be a lot slower mm-hmm. than maybe they thought. But we're in the hottest place on earth, so.
I come from desert. I know the temperature. I can run in 45 degrees, 50 degrees. But for another runners, maybe it's difficult. It's maybe when another coming from Europe or from another country cold, it's maybe it's very, very hard.
Cool. This is the toughest race I ever have done.
It's so warm.
Oh.
Yeah.
But the scenery is so beautiful. Iran is so beautiful. We
really need to save energy because we still have 40 kilometers ahead to get to the next point, which is a magnificent place, and it's called Dolphin Valley.
We didn't expect it to be that much, you know. Okay, he said 40, 45 degrees, but you don't know what it means until you have your backpack and you're on your feet and you're trying to run.
What do you have in that backpack? Tell me a little bit about it.
all your life is there. It's like you have to survive for 1 week. You have your food, you have your energy drinks, you have your energy gels or bars or whatever. You have your sleeping stuff, your clothes, everything. You know, you have to depend on yourself. They're giving us just water and mm-hmm. that's it, nothing else. Mm-hmm. So for 1 week, you have to be self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. And you cannot forget one thing, because basically no one is, okay, fine, we're all gonna help each other out, but basically everybody has to be self-sufficient. We cannot take just the food from him or the food. You cannot do that. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to handle everything and have it in this 20 liter backpack, and the more weight, the more difficult. So you try to reduce the weight as much as you can by removing items, saying no, I don't want this, I don't want that. At the same time, you cannot risk having not having enough food.
Exactly.
Especially the food. You need to keep on eating all the time.
Stop. Thank you. Merci.
You're welcome. This is in the competition.
Yeah.
There is a lot of, it's not one or two or three, it's different with food, with temperature, when each time you run quickly, each time you run slowly, for the sand, when it's soft, when it's hard, when the mountain, each time you eat, each time you drink, it's very, very important. It's, like the computer, in you mm-hmm. now you eat, now you drink, now you, it's very, very important.
Sì, vero che è faticoso perché devo impegnare più energie, ma è facilissimo perché lui ha i tempi di reazione molto diversi da una persona che porta degli handicap, per cui questo non mi complica la vita.
E io dentro di me vedevo questa distesa di sabbia, terra e sassi con un fondo di cielo blu e il sole che illumina. Non è niente, è tantissimo. Diciamo che immaginare l'universo, immaginare l'immensità del mondo.
We left Dolphin Valley and here we are at the famous Gandomirion area in the Lut Desert. This is the hottest place in Dasht Lut, the exact point that holds the record of the hottest place on Earth. Mohammad Rashidi is a local expert who knows Lut like the palm of his hand. He has spent most of his life in this desert. He has explored almost every corner of it. He knows the routes, he knows the weather, and he knows all the stories about it.
چرا اورترا ماراتون واقعا فوق ماراتون تعارف هم نداره. ما اینجا وایسادن دریای تتیسه. میلیون ها سال پیش اینجا دریا بوده. به جرات میگم از میلیون ها سال پیش تا حالا یه همچی کاری تو این سطح با این سنگینی انجام نشده. تو این هوای داغ که امروز بالای 50 درجه روی گندمبریان که این مغز سر به جوش می اومد.
چرا میگه گندمبریان اونجا رو
واقعا اینجوری اینجا گندم برشته میشه. یعنی البته از خدیم اعتقادشون بر اینه که قافله که کار اونا زدن باعث شد فقر که گندم بره اصلا گندمشون برشته بشه.
After days of running and walking in this killing hot weather, with very limited amount of water to drink, who on earth would expect a storm in the middle of the Lut Desert, and exactly in its hottest area? The thing is that no one complains, and everybody was super happy and excited by experiencing this very unusual but wonderful weather, as long as the wind doesn't blow our equipments away. A vast and long salt river in the middle of this thirsty desert. The Salt River looks like a scar on the face of Dasht-e Lut, a kind of scar that adds to the pain of the already wounded feet of the runners while they are crossing this river. We passed the Salt River, and now we're approaching Hoze Nadir Caravanserai, which is our next campsite, and it is the starting point for the toughest stage of this perfect race.
کار سخت اینا فرداست. که میرن که این 75 کیلومتر توی دالون میدون. من واقعا نگران فردا هستم که اینا چجوری میتونن این 75 کیلومتر بدون. خدا کمک کنه ان شاء الله. بگو اینا سه روز دویدن مثلا امروز خیلی گرم بوده خسته هستن آیا این 75 کیلومتر یه مرحله میخواد بده اون تونه دو مرحله
نو نو جاست وان
جاست وان
یس
جاست وان
یس دت از دی چالش
75 کیلومتر مستر پاولو
مستر رشیدی
ایتس وری هارد
دیس از یس از ایت هارد
اند تومورو دی ریس ایتس وری هارد
دی ریس از ا چالش
تومورو از دی دی
Mm-hmm. It's the day for all. It's the day for the runners. It's the day for the
organization. روز اصلی.
روز اصلی. روز نه نگونه من واقعا مطلب.
Mr. Rashidi, it's the day that all of us will know how hard is the desert.
شما ولی نگرانی مثل گای رشیدی.
نگونه فردا.
I think he's worried about.
فردا هم هوا خیلی گرم است.
Temperature and.
رشیدی. امکان گم شدن. امکان روز داره. اینا امکان گم شدن داره. رشیدی. خیلی کار
ماست. Mr. Rashidi, I run so many desert. Around the world, I know my job. Be sure that it will be a hard day for all of them, but all of them will be at the finish line. You know, I wait for you here at the end. Also in Karimabad.
Yes.
Tomorrow, tomorrow night, or maybe the day after, and we will. You will see people arriving very tired, but they. Had their challenge.
بیا یک نام بگم. بگن من بیش از 30 سال توی لوت میگردم. تا حالا ندیدم یک روز 75 کیلومتر بتونه کسی توی لوت بده.
And again, Dasht-e Lut is showing off its toughness to us. It looks like Lut is sending us a message that it can be impenetrable no matter if you're on your feet or in a four-wheel drive vehicle. No matter how heavily equipped you are and how much experience you're carrying in your backpack during this perfect race, it is always hard to win. We tried, but we got stuck in the sand, and the runners are continuing in this perfect desert. I want to say Mohammed Rashidi was at least right about us, because we're not able to move on any further. But I am very curious to see if the rest of the people can pass through these tough but pleasing yardangs, or kaluts, and reach the next point, Karimabad village. Then I will go and give Paulo a high five for his confidence in these athletes.
خط پایان ابر ماراتون کویر لوت شهداد و پایان 6 روز رقابت در هوای گرم و شرایط سخت.
For a couple of minutes you feel that you are the king of the world. You are the hero. You are the superman. You achieve something great. For a couple of minutes. After you forget, start thinking of the next race.
Though feeling like Superman may only last for a couple of seconds, and those first few moments of elation may be fleeting, what remains is a lasting love and memory for the Lut Desert, for Iran and its people.